not find as far as your destiny and identity is concerned, tonight it is going to be recovered. Tell your neighbor, lost but found. Tell your neighbor again that lost but found. Something is lost, but it is found. Jesus. Father, again, we bless your name and we honor you. We celebrate you. You are the high priest of our confession. And tonight we lift up your name that you are worthy. And that thank you for your vessel in the house. Even the vessel you have made to bring forth your word. And by him, let there be deliverance. Let there be salvation. Let there be breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we submit that you will use us today and take all the glory in Jesus' name. Again, can you say, I shall recover my lost identity. I shall recover my lost glory. I shall recover my honor and my destiny. It is intentional. It is deliberate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Daddy will be coming later on to do the mantle thing. And I'm sure if it is your marriage, it will bring it back. If it is your business, when you just go there, just do like this, you'll see some things happening. In the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 9. You, praise God. Verse, yeah, just praise God. Now verse 3 says, now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, please take one of the servants with you and arise. Go and look for the donkeys. Go and look for the donkeys. The donkeys were lost. Verse 15 says, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin people over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me. So when Samuel saw, son of whom I spoke to you, this one shall reign is my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, please tell me, where is the seer's house? Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. Tell somebody, it has been found. And on whom is all the desire of that house? And Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribe of Israel? And my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak? Is going to happen tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us know that there is no devil, no witch born in hell that can stop your destiny. All they can, but they will not stop your destiny. They will not stop your destiny. The Bible says, as for gathering, they will surely gather, but not by who? Not by God. And they that gathered for your sake, what will happen? They are about to scatter tonight. I didn't hear your loudest amen. So no devil, no witch born in your village, born in your community, whether he has horns or he has a tail, that can stop your destiny. They may say but, they cannot stop it. They may put comma, but they cannot stop it. They may delay, but they cannot stop it. Asini. Praise God. Your identity and your purpose in life is going to be recovered. In the name of Jesus. In other words, if others are making it, why In fact, if we see them with 10 heads or 2 heads, we will address them as dragons. Abi? And we will declare fire. As long as they don't have another extra brain, it's the same brain that you have that they have. You too can make it. In your own way, you can make it. Your path, the Bible says, the path of the just is as a shining light. God is about to lighten your paths. It's about to order your feet. It's about to direct your steps. It's about to take you by his right hand. By prophecy tonight, you are entering your location. You're entering your glory. Your purpose in life that God has addressed are creating in the volumes. God will announce you. You didn't hear me. I said God will announce you. And daddy will say, stop talking negatively about yourself. Praise God. Now, in the book of Genesis chapter 35 and verse 16 to 18. Praise God. Now, the mother born, had desired to have children. And she kept telling the husband, give me a child or I die. You know, her cry was so much. And the man said, Nami, they produce children. Praise God. Because she saw her elder sister Leah had children. She was just producing. It was just coming. And when God decided to visit her, God visited her with Joseph. And the next one that came was Benjamin. And she had hard labor. It was difficult for her to bring forth. So when the child came forth, she gave him the name Ben. That things are not too possible. Praise God. And the father looked, he said, don't put this kind of negative name. Don't put this kind of negative tag on this one. His name shall know where they snatch your destiny. They spoke about you and buried your shadow that you cannot match and come out to become the person God has ordained you to become. Today, by the hand of God, we pull you out. I say, we pull you out. In the name of Jesus. So from that day, he answered the name Benjamin. But his mindset was still a negative one. You remember the story of Gideon? Do you remember the story of Gideon? When the children of Israel had sinned against God, and the Moabites and all the Midians would gather themselves, like the Hausa man would say, Kwansu de Korkotansu. Are you hearing me? They will gather all of them with all their cows. When they are farming, when they are producing, nobody comes to help them. But at the time of harvest, the enemy will emerge. And so the angel now came because they had cried to God. And God sent the angel to come and visit them to speak to so that he can bring back the deliverance of the people. And he came to me and said, that mighty man of valor, go in this diamond. And the angel looked at him and said, oh God, you don't understand what thing that happened. Praise God. And my family is the least in Israel. Can you see the same confession Saul is making here? When God was telling him, what is the desire? What God is looking for? God decided to allow the circumstance so that he can bring Saul closer and make him to find his identity. Why you are here is that God had to make it possible so that you can come here and find your destiny. So that you can find your identity. Remember that this place is called Divine Hand of God Prophetic Ministry. Sons of the earth. To what? To what? Praise God. Is to bring deliverance. Is to bring deliverance. Is to bring deliverance through prophecy. Wherever you have been lost, or wherever they have buried you, or they buried your destiny, when you locate this place, you will pop out. You didn't hear me. You will germinate and you see new things in your life. We have seen it on this altar. On daily basis, there have been declarations. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody has his or her written manuscript for acquiring and fulfilling his own destiny. You have to locate it and you have to find it. And you find it through the prophetic voice, the voice of God through his servant. And incidentally, God has made it possible for us in an easy way. You go to other places to see such oracles or such men, because those ones have felt like, okay, they can, I mean, if they must give you, you must dance their dance. But here it is so, when it looks like nothing will happen, the man of God will locate you out there. His voice will locate you. As he's passing by, as if he has known you before, he's just touching and touching. You just say yes. But you have lost your identity. Right from the fathers, right from the ancestors, from their mind, right from the altar, from the ancestors, from their manipulations and all the altars. They have, I see God, they think they quote. I see you being replaced. I see you being restored. I see your business being restored. I see you in the Lord. I see your business being restored. In the name, get lost. And they cannot find it in their own way until they located the prophet. Why is it like that? There is something important about your life. You have gone to places, you have visited places, seems to be no answers. Praise God. But when it comes to this place which has the prophetic scepter, when it touches you, your life will change. Your life will part. You are a living witness. If you don't know, go check the archives of when I came to this place. Praise God. And I know that the way you came, God is about to change you. That when they will see you tomorrow, they will say, "Now you have been at them." You didn't hear me. I say you didn't hear me. Who stole your destiny? Who stole your identity? Who is that stepmother witch? Who is that uncle witch? Who is that stepbrother witch? Who is that he will not let go of your identity? A man in honor and know it not. It's like a beast that perish. I never tell them, say, "I won't perish now." Are you here to cancel it? I get it. Some people's destiny are to be politicians, good politicians, and they are somewhere else doing vulcanizer. Is that not a mistake? And some people's destiny is to be, you know, to be medical doctors, and they are there digging gutter. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. If you understand the need in the inside of you. Look, if something is lost, is it good to look for it or not? So if your destiny is lost, your identity is lost, should you look for it or you should just sit down? Should you say to, "Well, now so I see." If you cannot see it, the prophet will see it for you. Our Father will see it for you. Where is my job? Where is my business? Where is my destiny? Where is my life? I am looking for it. You say lost but found. Tell somebody lost but found. Some people's identity and purpose may have been lost because the fathers went to make all kind of covenant nonsense. They say they stole your destiny through your dreams. Dreams. Can you shout fire? Fire! The lady was confessing yesterday that you know, there were some rappers. Is it a rapper now? They took one rapper, and it is from there her destiny got lost. That no matter what she does, it doesn't amount to anything. Yet the confession of the enemy or the devil, this one star is very great. Praise God. Praise God. Tell yourself, "I'm about to recover." Say, "I am. I shall recover my destiny." Is it about your family? Is it about your job? I don't know where to find it myself. But I know that there is a prophet who has the eyes of the Spirit. Who has the eyes of the Spirit. And he has the ears of the Spirit. As God is speaking to him, he is seeing it. Tonight, God will see your own. God will see your own. The prophet will see your own. If it is sickness they have used to lock up your life, that sickness will disappear. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm about to recover. I'm about to recover. I need my destiny to come back to me. Can you rise on your feet? He's a good God. He said, I will do a new thing. And you shall see it. Now God talk him. He will do a new thing. Have you lost anything? You are about to receive it. You are about to receive it. That one. That one has been found. It has been found. It has been found. Just lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God. Le kosata libadushka. There is a new idea open. I don't want you to see this month just chance and go like any other month. I don't want you to see this month just come and go like any other month. But I want to see you in another realm. In another's backward. But you'll be promoted 30 years forward. Le kosatali promoted 30 forward. Le kosatali go de shetele baha. Jalembro yosia tekeshka. 50 years. You can accomplish it in 1 year. I'd like you to open your mouth and just begin to talk to God. I am seeing a door opening tonight. I'm seeing a new dispensation. I'm seeing to divide the rock, the waters. Can you just begin to talk to God? Can you just begin to talk to God? Talk to him. Talk to him. Ancient of days, as old as you, as old as you.